Now we continue with the next pasuk, and we have a special tune, at least the Yekis do. Vanitzak el Adonai Elohei Avoteinu Vaishma Adonai et koleinu Vayar et onyeinu Vet amadeinu Vet lachatzeinu Vanitzak. We cried out to Hashem, El Hashem Elokei Avoteinu. We called out to Hashem, the God of our fathers. When all else fails, we look back and say, wait a second, our forefathers had a God they believed in. Let's turn to Him. Kmo Shneimar, the verse says, Vayiva yamim rabim ahem. It was in the course of those many days, Vayamot melech Mitzrayim, the Egyptian king, died. Vayanchu bnei Yisrael min avodah, the sons of Israel, they sighed, they groaned because of the work. Vayizaku, they called out, Vatal shavatam el Elokim min avodah, and their cry went up before God because of the servitude, because of how harshly they were oppressed. One of the messages of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that even if people are being put down, and even if they are being oppressed, and even if they are being tortured, they should know that Hashem is listening, and Hashem cares. And there comes a point where Hashem intervenes. Notice the stress in the pasuk. Hashem listened, min avodah. One of the things that interested Hashem was the lack of fairness, the cruelty on behalf of the Egyptians. Vayishma Hashem et koleinu. Hashem heard our cry. Kmo shenemar, the verse says, Vayishma Elokim et nakatem. Hashem heard their groaning. Vayizkor Elokim b'ritot Avraham et Yitzhak v'et Yaakov. And Hashem made active remembrance of His covenant with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Vayare eton yeinu. Hashem took note of our afflictions of Rishut der Heretz. That's the fact that they suddenly had to separate. They held themselves back from the way of the land. Suddenly couples weren't living intimately anymore. Prishut Eretz means that they stopped living like husband and wife. Kmo shenemar, the verse says, Vayar Elokim ibnei Israel. God saw the sons of Israel. Vayeda Elokim. God knew. What did God know? God knew what no one else could know. God knew what was going on in the bedroom, or more accurately, God knew what was not going on in the bedroom. That it had reached the point that the people had separated from their wives. They didn't have strength. Hashem saw, and that's called inui. It's very interesting. In halacha also, we say the word inui is when a husband withholds intimacy from his wife. That's called inui. Inui is torture. Inui is affliction. So when Lavan tells Yaakov, Yaakov is leaving him, they're having their last meeting, Lavan warns him and says, Im te'ane et benotai, lest you afflict my daughters. Tells us the Talmud in Yuma. What was Lavan telling him? You, Yaakov, you owe it to my girls to be intimate with them. Don't you think that you can suddenly be a pious man and separate from your wives? No. One of the deals is, one of the conditions to the deals is that you have to live with them as husband and wife. And if you don't do that, no man standing in my way, I'm going to come and take it out. We're making a deal. I'm not coming. I'm not crossing to your end of the world. You're not crossing to my end of the world. But one of the things you have to promise me is, Imtanet benotai, lest you torture my daughters. What's called torture? Torture is withholding intimacy. And from here we derive that on Yom Kippur, when the Torah says, Te'anu et nafshotechem, afflict your souls, that means that the Torah demands of each Jew to withhold himself that night on the Yom Kippur, that 24-hour period. Biblically, a couple is prohibited from being intimate, because that 24-hour period is called the 24-hour period of inui, of affliction. So here it says, Vayaret onyeinu, Hashem saw our affliction. What's that referring to? It's referring to this point, that we withheld intimacy from our spouses. Ve'et amaleinu, our burden, elu avanim. That's talking about the children. Yeah, that's called a burden. As the Pasuk says, Kmo shenemar, kol haben hayilodei ora tashlichu. All male children throw into the river, into the Nile, v'chol habat techayun, and every daughter you let live, we will have women of ill repute all around Egypt. That was the point of leaving the girls around. So having children and seeing them thrown into the Nile, having daughters and knowing that Paro was letting them live with the intent of filling their houses of ill repute with Jewish daughters, that was Amaleinu. That was our burden. When a person has to see his son being thrown into the Nile and his daughter, he knows that's what's waiting for her, then children become a heavy burden. A person spends his life worrying, what's going to be with my kids? Ve'et lachatzeinu, our oppression, zodchak. That's the pressure. As the verse says, Hashem says, I've seen how the Egyptians are oppressing them. And then we quote the next pasuk, and again we will break down word by word and explain it. And Hashem took us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great awe, and with signs and wonders. And again, we will take word by word and explain. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem didn't send a regular angel. Hashem didn't send a seraph angel. Hashem didn't send a messenger. Ela kadosh baruch hu bichvodo ve'atzmo. And here it is customary to stand. We say, Hashem didn't send anyone else, but He Himself, and we stand in honor of His name. Hashem, His honor Himself. Shnemal, the verse says, Ve'avalti ve'otzim tzayim ba'layla hazeh. Hashem says, I will pass in the land of Egypt on this night. Ve'iketichol b'chol ve'otzim tzayim ma'adam v'ad be'ma. And I will hit all the firstborns of Egypt from human to animal. And in all the gods of Egypt, I will make justice. I will execute judgment. I am Hashem. And now we take that last quoted verse and we go off on a tangent. We explain that verse. Hashem says, I will pass through Egypt on this night. Ani velo malach. I am not an angel. I will hit all firstborn in Egypt, in the land of Egypt. Hashem saying, I will hit ani velo seraph. That's to the exclusion of the seraph angel. I will execute judgments in all the gods of Egypt. Here Hashem says, I will ani velo ashaliach. I am not the messenger. Hashem says, ani Hashem. It is I, Hashem, who is going to do it. Hashem is saying, ani hu. It is me velo acher and no other. See, here there's a song. I don't remember how it goes. Israelis sing it. I don't know. Huh? Yeah. Ani velo malach. Ani velo saraf. What?
If it happens, we'll close it. If it happens, we'll close it. I just can't stand it.
Okay. So now we're continuing to explain the previous pasuk. He said, Hashem took out of Mitzrayim, beyad chazaka, with a powerful hand, zadever. That's a reference to what's called the dever, the pestilence, that the animal started dropping dead. That's what's called the yad chazaka, as we find in the Torah. Hashem warns Paro, hinei yad Hashem hoya b'miknecha shel basadeh. Hashem's hand will strike your cattle in the field. Pasusim b'chamorim b'gmanim b'bekal b'tzon dever kaved meod. Your horses, your donkeys, your camels, your cattle, your sheep, a very hefty plague. Uvizron et yad, says Hashem took out of Egypt with outstretched arms, or acherev. That's a reference to the sword. Kmo shnamaz, the verse says, v'chabosh lufa b'yadon tuyal Yerushalayim. His drawn sword was in his hand. His hand was outstretched over Jerusalem. That pasuk is referring to the time that God sent a plague against Jerusalem. You guys notice how hungry you are? And you're not coming after a day of not eating anything. Take my advice. Before the Seder, in the early afternoon, have yourself some tuna, have yourself some eggs, eat some stuff, fill your stomach, get yourself some apples, eat something. They'll hold you over. If the guys are for it, I'm for it.
You guys good with air conditioning so we can close the window for the sneeze? Thing? Is there an air conditioning thing somewhere?
No, just press the button.
Sure it's not on heat?
I was checking this today and I was not sure I'm turning it
off. Let's see. I'll find it in a second.
It says Hashem took us out of Egypt, v'mora gadol, with great awe, zo gilui shechina. That's the revelation of the Shechina. Shemosh Namaz, the verse says, או הניסה אלוקים לבוא לקח לו גוי מקרב גוי במסעות פתות ומופתים במלחמה ביד חזקה וזו אנטיוע במוראים גדולים כל שעשה לכם שם לוקחים במצרים לעיניך. Hashem says, has any God come and taken one nation from within another nation? That revelation, that's mora gadol, that's awesome. Hashem says, look at how I did it for you. I took one nation out from another nation with masot, unusual signs, otot, that's miraculous signs, moftim, wonders, milchama, war, yad chazakah, powerful hand, outstretched arm, and awesome revelations. Has anyone else done it like Hashem did? Le'einecha, before your eyes. Here Hashem is saying, I revealed before your eyes that I was running the show. That's mora gadol. That's the great awe. Uveotot, with signs, amate. That's a reference to the miracles that were done with the staff. Moshe Nemal's, the verse says, v'tamateh azeh tikach biyadecha. God tells Moshe, take this staff with you. Asher taseh bo'otot, with it you'll do the miraculous signs. Uv moftim, God took us out of Mitzrayim with wonders. That's a reference to Zadam, Moshnamam Natim Moftim Bashamayim Uva Aretz. As it says, Hashem will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. So now we quote the end of the Pasuk. We said Moftim is a reference to Dam. How do we know? Because the Pasuk says Hashem will take us out of Hashem will give signs in the heavens and the earth, and those signs include Dam va'esh v'timrot ashan. This is one long pasuk, but as we quote the end of that pasuk, which indicates that dam is part of the wondrous signs, we dip our pinky in the cup of wine and we take out a little bit of wine. Dam va'esh v'timrot ashan. And now we finished those quotes and we go off on a different subject. We say that pasuk that says Hashem took us out of Egypt, the pasuk we just explained, that says Hashem took us out with one, a powerful hand, two, an outstretched arm, three, wondrous signs, four, miraculous signs, five, awesome signs. Each one of those refers to two plagues. You have five words describing the wondrous way in which Hashem took us out of Egypt. Each one refers to two plagues. So, davar acher, an alternate understanding in that pasuk. Biyad chazaka, the powerful hand, shtayim, that's referring to two plagues. Bizwan etuyan, outstretched arm, shtayim, another two. Morag gadol, great o, shtayim, that's another two. Beotot, signs, is two, shtayim. Umochtim, is shtayim, that's two. Eilu esam akot shevei kadosh b'chol lamtziv Mitzrayim, that's a reference to the 10 plagues that God brought on the Egyptians in Egypt. Ve'elu hein.